This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, you dial in. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. On the way, I've been saying it's the National Health Service and the latest debacle out of the UK is, trying to give you an example of what it's in regards to, but nobody wanted me to specify that it's in regards to COVID and how they managed to kill more people with the National Health Service.
Yeah, the COVID lockdowns are killing people, yeah. Is what it comes down to.
In this case, we're talking about the COVID lockdowns killing businesses, specifically the newspaper business, where...
That had a comorbidity that has been going on for a long time, which is there are more efficient ways to deliver deliver news than putting them on dead trees.
Absolutely true. Way more efficient ways.
That was another, COVID shouldn't even be on the toe tag for that industry.
Well, but the reality is it definitely sped things. The COVID crackdown, the lockdown by the government definitely sped up the demise of some of these papers. And I'll give you the example that our chatter here, just calling himself the real Christopher Cantwell in the on-air now chat over at chat.lrn.fm. As he points out, the Tampa Times had shut down printing from 7 days a week to just two, so just Sunday and Wednesday. And they cut the paper in half as far as its thickness. So even though they're printing twice a week, the paper itself is half as thick as just one of the daily papers would have been just a couple years prior to that. And he points out that they, in addition to just doing the two printings per week, he says this is post-corona. So during the lockdown, that's when they finally made the final cut to go down to 2 days per week. And he said they lost $1 million in revenue in the first month of the corona crackdown just from loss of advertisers. Because... Mm-hmm. Fewer people are picking up the paper. The subscription rate, basically, or the pass-around rate, the pickup rate, went down, into the toilet.
Yeah.
And so advertisers are like, well, why are we advertising here if no one is actually reading this paper? So we're out. And so now they're literally running on fumes.
And they're running up against competition as far as advertising goes.
Right.
Cheaper advertising rates elsewhere. Like... Well, I'm not going to actually advertise anywhere other outlets, but obviously everybody knows the other outlets.
Every other outlet online is going to be cheaper than, the newsprint. He says they bought their competitors several years ago and immediately closed it. Because I asked, I used to live in the area. Nobody used to live in Tampa as well.
Yeah.
I remember there was a newspaper that was a competitor called the St. Petersburg Times. So Tampa and St. Pete are two very large kind of cities on the west coast of Florida. And apparently the competitor they bought was the St. Pete Times. So they bought the St. Pete Times, renamed it to the Tampa Times, or Tampa Times, and they shut down the St. Pete Times. So, in Tampa, one of the major cities in the United States, right, like one of the big cities in Florida, they only have one newspaper. There's no competition now, and it's only 2 days a week.
You know what's crazy?
Tampa's the biggest city in the United States to ever be conquered by pirates.
You know what's crazy, too, is Florida attracts a lot of old people. You would think that they'd
have a readership.
They'd have a huge readership.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, if they're failing, I wonder,
it's bad.
Gotta be real bad elsewhere.
So, let's talk about elsewhere, where according to the AFP report here on international journalism, international newspaper, this isn't just a U.S. thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's also in the Philippines, 10 out of the 70 newspapers in their newspaper association have closed for good. The industry's under siege, says one of the folks from the Philippines, and we've all taken bruises. Far from only affecting journalists, the disappearance of print papers deals out pain up the production chain, taking in printers, paper makers, and delivery people. These are also jobs that are going to go away.
And people forget about that. Look at what happened with buggy whips. It not only affected the makers of buggy whips, but the people who killed the cows for the leather for the buggy whips.
Well, that's right. And you know, Rich, we need to pass a law to guarantee the buggy whip manufacturers, you know, don't go out of business.
Yeah. Well, what we really need to do, I think, is finally respond to the candle makers petition, because the makers of artificial light have been suffering for centuries under the onslaught of unfair foreign competition from the sun.
The British major British media brands could boast of 6.6 million new online readers in the first quarter in what their industry association said was a new record. So a lot of people moving to online in this corona crackdown, but most have not seen the same bounce in print sales. Coronavirus has become, quote, the greatest threat to the global news industry since the 2008 economic crash, unquote, wrote industry publication Press Gazette, which itself moved online only in 2013. That's some writing on the wall for you, canary in the coal mine, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why anybody's upset about this.
You know what amazes me is that they're not using a combination of paywall and advertising. You would think that there's certain articles, like a certain subset of articles that you would charge for, and then there would be another subset of articles where, anybody could
That's what they're doing.
A unified paywall might work, because my problem is, I would have paid a little bit to see this article from the Telegraph that I'm hoping to read tonight, but I wasn't going to subscribe to the Telegraph, which is in London, and normally doesn't have stuff I want. But what if I could pay one subscription fee and have access to all the major newspapers of the world? That might be something I'd be interested in.
You would think that there would be more of some sort of licensing model where, you know, outlets would license each other's content.
Yes.
And then you would just subscribe to whichever.
They have that. It's called the AP.
Yes, but there's truth to this.
Okay, I won't respond to that.
And they have the newspaper. Sure. They have something similar to what you're talking about with a newspaper. You can get a bunch of different papers. You could do it with magazines. So I bet you there's something like that with newspapers. We had an advertiser here within the last decade, which was an app. I'm sorry, I don't remember what they were called. They didn't stick around very long. I don't know if the app even still exists. Maybe it does. But the idea was, it was sort of like the Netflix for magazines, because like magazines are dying too, right? So they need to get on the digital platforms. And so they would essentially, you paid $10 a month or $12 a month, and you'd get 60 plus magazines, most of which you probably had no interest in, like, you know, cigar aficionado. You're probably not, you don't want that.
But if you're a cigar aficionado, you're interested.
You know, but that's the thing. But there weren't like 60 cigar magazines. There's a bunch of, different topics. So you probably aren't interested in all of them, but I bet something like that could exist.
You know how I think it probably would work best optimally is if they let you access any article from another source that's linking in, but then they advertise other articles alongside it, and if you click on one of those articles, then have a paywall.
Yeah, they need to come up with something, because the time's running out. Yeah. For the print business.
The time's running out for the time.
Yes. Between 2005 and 2018, some 250 local papers closed across Britain. So just within Britain, 250 newspapers.
I'm shocked that they had 250 papers.
I know. While today, one out of three journalist jobs are believed to be under threat. And that's why it's sad to see for people. I mean, it's never fun for somebody to have their job upended, nobody. I mean, from the outside perspective, we can see this happening. We understand why it's happening. But for the people who are having to change everything about the way they do business, it's frustrating. You've got to learn new tricks. You've got to learn new industries. You've got to learn new skills. And it's hard for dinosaurs to do that, which is why the papers themselves are going out of business. The journalists, the good ones, are going to land on their feet. They're gonna find, like Glenn Greenwald, right? He's the guy who broke the Edward Snowden story back in 2013. At the time, he was working for The Guardian, which is an old newspaper, I think, in Great Britain. And
started
then he was involved. I don't know if he was I don't know if he's the money man behind The Intercept.
Weren't there two people involved in starting it, and he was one of them?
he was definitely the
he was
first,
going to go, but he was intercepted.
He was definitely the first major news or the first journalist they hired. I don't know if he was a founder. He may have been a founder, but either way.
Yeah.
But that's an example of somebody who made the jump. He made the jump from old media into a website-based future that's now been around for more than half a decade. So, you know, that's a success.
It's certainly possible to do it. You just have to have the skill and the talent and try something new once in a while.
Now, whether they're running off of investor money at this point still or not is another question, but he's still there.
I would hope not. I mean, if it's taking you more than 3 years, you're doing something wrong.
855-450-FREE. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Porkchop, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document leak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategies, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. like Freedom. And we just gave nobody access again to the Free Talk Live social media channels, which he had before, but for whatever reason had left. So now he's back. And
I still want to say he was a bad boy. Now we're letting him back.
He could pose. Well, he may be a bad boy, but
I'm a bad man.
So Ian, Nobody, and Chris here in the studio with you tonight. Also, don't forget, mark your calendar for ForkFest 2021. Yeah, I know it's way off in the distance, but you know what? It's going to be here before you know it. So start planning now. It's not like anything else is probably going to be happening if this whole COVID...
If nothing else, put it on the calendar, right?
Right, yeah. Mark it in there June 28th through July 4th. And, you know, if you really want to get prepared, go ahead and contact Rogers Campground right away and book your camping site, book your RV site, book your motel room, whatever it is you want to stay. You got three different options there on Rogers Campground. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than to be around other freedom-loving people from the Shire, and to be in the Shire, and actually be around this community of liberty-minded folks to get a feel for what it's actually like to be here around the clock and around the calendar. So go to forkfest.party, and you can learn more about the event there. Again, it's June 28th through July 4th. It's decentralized. There's no ticket price. You just register your camping site, and you come enjoy yourself. And if you want to put something on for the attendees, then please do that.
But if you want to take it all off, that's okay, too.
You totally do that.
We do have some of that going on, too.
I didn't see it this year. Did you see that this year?
I saw some boobs.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of it.
Good to know. So, forkfest.party. Just a little bit more here before we talk about coronavirus. I think we've pretty well ignored corona tonight for a good chunk of the show.
My corona.
But we're talking about the failure, which was going on before the corona crackdown from the governments, but it's worse now due to the government crackdowns and lockdowns and such. What's happened to American newspapers in the United States, according to AFP's report here, dozens of papers have closed or merged with local competitors just since the coronavirus thing. Between 2008 and 2019, half of all workers in American newspapers lost their jobs. So before corona, half of the people that were employed in this business had been fired. Around the world, this business being that business, not ours, though radio's not doing so great either.
Yeah.
Around the world, audiences have melted away for the free sheets once handed out in busy urban centers. Unable to count on funding from advertisers, some have paused publication, including Metro or Destaque in Brazil or France's 20 Minutes. With its aging population used to holding a paper in their hands, Germany's newspaper publishers, quote, were all making money before the coronavirus crisis, even if circulation figures kept falling, according to the president of their Journalist Federation.
Well, all the surviving ones are, because the ones that were not making money ceased publication.
True, and yeah. All the advertisers went to the only one left. Things are different now, he says, but text journalism still has good days ahead. Old people in particular are far from adopting digital technologies in mass. That's not a business proposition.
Yeah, we're going to serve the geriatric community,
right,
which just happens the next geriatric community, the geriatric community 20 years from now. The people who are my age now are not going to be in that same position,
right,
of all of a sudden we want a physical newspaper.
No.
We just want to, you know, make the fonts bigger on our computers.
Yeah, it's called Control Plus Plus a couple times.
Right.
I'm already getting to that point, guys.
Yeah.
I do that. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that the next generation has got that problem solved already.
Printing is expensive, but it swings and roundabouts, said Gilles Deschamps, head of a printing company in northern Paris.
It swings and roundabouts? That sounds like some sort of a local prostitution problem.
Well, it is Paris. Arguing that, quote, it's important for readers and advertisers to have the landmark of a printed paper, he said. Despite efforts like cutting their size to save paper, we've seen that here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, or investing on the web over the past 30 years, few papers have found the winning formula to make money from 21st century journalism. Quote, even in the smallest markets, Facebook and Google siphon 3/4 of the digital revenue, according to a Wall Street Journal and New York Times vice president, former VP, who now teaches media economics at the University of North Carolina. Because, as they say, those who can do and those who can't teach. That leaves all other legacy media fighting for the digital scraps. Strong brands like the New York Times may survive the transition, with the gray ladies' digital revenues outstripping paper for the first time in the 2nd quarter this year. But the smaller fish may have to continue reducing their output and hiking prices to survive, with successful new magazine launches in recent years mostly targeting a niche audience. Abernathy predicted, quote, print will survive in some form, unquote, although the likely more in weekly and monthly options than daily. Quote, the era of the print daily will be remembered fondly. The whole nation, or the whole notion, was capturing the history of the last 24 hours, she said. And that's it. There's your. It's almost a eulogy for the newspapers of today. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And with that in mind, where is your story coming from here tonight?
My story is coming from the telegraph.co.uk.
A newspaper.
A newspaper. And it's entitled, Herd Immunity Could Have Saved More Lives Than Lockdown, Study Suggests. And it's by Sarah Crapton? Seriously?
That's an unfortunate name.
It really is. It's crappy. Science editor. And it starts out, blanket social distancing and the closure of schools may have cost more lives than if herd immunity had been allowed to build slowly in the community, a study suggests.
If people just did this as they did every other time we've had a so-called pandemic?
Exactly. If we'd just done what everybody else does every other time this has happened.
Right.
A reanalysis of the Imperial College modeling that led to lockdown in March shows that shutting schools and preventing youngsters from mingling may have had the counterintuitive effect of actually killing more people, just as was predicted on Free Talk Live. In a study published by BMJ, Edinburgh University predicted that over the entire course of the pandemic, keeping children out of classrooms would increase deaths by between 80,000 and 95,000. Now, this is, I assume, in the scale of Britain, which is one-fifth of the size of the United States.
Right.
Likewise, social distancing of everyone, rather than just the over 70s, could cost between 149,000 and 178,000 lives.
You know, this very much reminds me of what I was proposing early on segregating the older population and letting everybody else go and do their business.
And the print journalists, so they can have their damn newspaper.
What if I'm older and I don't want to be segregated?
Well then you don't have
your
to be.
It's your choice.
Okay, you're talking about a voluntary.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm just a libertarian
sure.
here.
I'm not
I am not a Republican or a Democrat.
You never know when somebody's just tuning in and hearing you
sure.
say that for the
yeah,
first
absolutely.
Time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Experts say the virus was able to spread faster to vulnerable people once lockdown measures were introduced than if some level of immunity had been allowed to build up in the young. It comes as thousands of scientists across the world signed the Great Barrington Declaration calling for an end to lockdown. For young and healthy people. It's about damn time.
Now, who was calling for that? Was that the Belgian?
It was the Great Barrington Declaration, which is the first I've heard of it.
It's the UK scientists, then.
I don't know. Okay. I have to find out what this thing is.
Barrington sounds like it's in the UK. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It doesn't have a belch sound to it.
I love the belch people.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters. Or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property. And you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has canceled next Thursday's second presidential debate. The Commission made the decision yesterday to make it a virtual debate, something President Trump said he wasn't interested in participating in. Now in a statement, the commission says it's turning its full attention to the final debate scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Hurricane Delta continues to move ashore, dropping several inches of rain and bringing tropical storm force winds to Louisiana and parts of Texas. Thousands remain without power as the storm slowly moves ashore. The high winds are also pushing dangerous storm surges ashore, with some areas already reporting surges of up to 7 feet. The storm is expected to continue to batter Louisiana until after midnight tonight. After that, the system is expected to move across into northern Mississippi and then into the Tennessee Valley later this weekend. This is USA Radio News. The president is making good on his promise to hit the pavement. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
President Trump will hold his first rally since his COVID diagnosis on Monday in Central Florida. The event to be held at the Sanford Orlando International Airport at 7 p.m. The Trump campaign said all attendees will be given a temperature check, masks, which they're encouraged to wear, and access to hand sanitizer. The president was scheduled to hold that rally originally last Friday, but the event was postponed after he tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st. For USA Radio, I'm Val Dior.
A new Gallup poll says that a majority of voters believe themselves to be better off now than they were in 2016. The survey found that 56% of registered voters polled said they were better off now, with just 32% saying they're worse. That compares favorably to previous polls for presidents seeking re-election. 45% of voters asked the same question in 2012 say they were better off than they were in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
All right, so we will get to your calls. If you want to make them, you can bring up absolutely anything. You can also call in over our new Matrix chat server, which if you're not in that yet, you can join by going to chat.lrn.fm, and that will give you step-by-step instructions on how to join the server at chat.lrn.fm. Nobody, bring us back to the story here from the Telegraph talking about herd immunity.
Basically the Telegraph story is saying that a reexamination of the numbers that were used to decide to lock down Great Britain, as most countries have done, showed that fewer people would have died likely through herd immunity than have actually died as a result of these insane lockdowns. And these are some huge numbers of deaths.
And they're just looking at the UK.
They're just looking at the UK, as I understand it. So they're saying that keeping children out of classrooms may have increased deaths by between 80,000 and 95,000 people. And this is in a country that's one-fifth the size of the United States.
You mean the population?
Yes. Yep. and that social distancing of everyone, rather than just people over 70, could cost between $150,000 and $178,000 lives.
Now, do they explain why that is?
Why they made those decisions?
Yes, it actually
comes to that. Let me go a little further. It comes as thousands of scientists across the world signed the Great Barrington Declaration, calling for an end to lockdown for young and healthy people. The government locked down the country after imperial modeling showed that 500,000 people could die and that the NHS would be overwhelmed. But imperial had also predicted that no mitigation strategy could lower deaths to fewer than 200,000 without a vaccine, and suppressing the virus would merely delay an even deadlier resurgence, which is the second wave that they're talking about.
Hmm.
The author, Sweden, for example, is not having a second wave. They had their one wave, and that's probably the only wave of death they're going to have.
And you bring them up because Sweden had the least of some of the world's lockdowns.
Yeah, Sweden did not lock down to speak of at all.
There were some limitations that did come into play, I believe, including no groups over 50.
Okay.
But they had the least of the restrictions. Them in Belarus were the two we heard about most.
The authors of the new paper, who rediscovered the figures in their reappraisal, said the government appeared to have chosen to protect the NHS in the short term rather than save lives through the whole epidemic. Let me repeat that. The authors of the new paper, who rediscovered the figures in the reappraisal, said the government appeared to have chosen to protect the NHS in the short term.
And that's the National Health Service,
rather than save lives throughout the whole epidemic. Although it reduced peak demand for ICU beds, it prolonged the epidemic, resulting in more long-term COVID-19 deaths. This is murder most foul.
Wow.
Lead author, on the level of hundreds of thousands of people. Lead author, Graham Ackland, professor of computer simulation at the University of Edinburgh, said, in March, the government had to make a decision. Did they want to save lives or beds? Lockdown does mean that the number of deaths go down, so there is a short-term gain, but it leads to long-term pain.
Mm.
If you had done nothing, it would all be over by now.
Yeah.
It would have been absolutely horrendous, but it would be over. It wouldn't even have been completely lunatic to do nothing.
Yep.
Okay.
And now, by the way, that Barrington Declaration you're talking about, currently at 191,978 signatures, professionals within the medical field, from what I understand.
Interesting. Figures showing the dangers of closing schools and blanket social distancing were reported in the original imperial paper, but many experts did not notice them, it is claimed. I talked to people on SPIM and SAGE, I don't know what those are, and they hadn't seen them, said Professor Ackland. The Prime Minister's spokesman said, we have considered the full range of scientific opinion throughout the course of this epidemic and will continue to do so. But my question for the Prime Minister, will you continue to prioritize the NHS's budget over human life?
Of course they will. It's a government bureaucracy. Actually, I got to correct myself here. It looks like I was seeing general public in here, and I thought since it was doctors, it was like a public practitioner or whatever. But no, these are not all doctors. So I guess anyone can sign this declaration, the Great Barrington Declaration. So
hopefully they will go through those numbers and sort out which ones are actually physicians and doctors.
It does identify them. Yeah, as you're scrolling through the signatures, it shows medical practitioner and medical and public health scientists, etc. So, yes.
You know, it's actually interesting, if they had done nothing and it had affected the elderly population, that could have actually had an economic benefit to the economy, potentially.
Yeah, but nobody wants to whack grandma and save money.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that, like, that's a good thing.
Okay, let me not say nobody wants that. It is not a good idea to whack grandma to save money.
But that's what the National Health Service does, and these other socialist medical systems. They have a disincentive to help elderly people and an incentive to help the young. So if you've got, you know, you've got a budget. Mm-hmm. You're a socialist system. You are giving free health care out to people, but still costs money.
Ain't nothing free.
Right. You still have to decide, okay, well, we've got this old lady here. She needs a double heart bypass transplant, and we've got this young person here who needs a double heart bypass transplant. We can only give one of them out. We're going to give it to the younger person because he's still paying taxes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That sort of thing happens a lot. And that's why a lot of older people from Canada will travel to the United States and pay cash for their health care services because they're not getting what they've been told they're going to get.
Living in Ann Arbor, I saw that all the time, that people
would
come from medical tourism because University of Michigan Hospital is a great hospital. It's right there at the University of Michigan. We're right across the border from Windsor, which is more or less the armpit of Canada.
Right.
And so, you know, people would come across and they would get their health care here.
Right.
And apparently get it very good and pay cash.
It's not cheap here, but it's available. You can get it. You don't have to wait as long as
And it could be made so much cheaper. If you got rid of patents, you got rid of licensing.
Yep.
You got
regulations.
And instead had had professional associations that could certify.
There's been an attempt to reduce the number of doctors out there. So it's they're just not graduating. You know, the number that they could graduate legitimately.
I've found twice, once in the 70s,
cartel.
Once in the 80s, and once in the 90s, that the AMA literally lobbied the government successfully to force the to have the government force medical schools to cut their enrollment, in one case by 17%. Mm. Now, imagine how much cheaper it would be to get medical care if every one of the last 30 years, 17% more doctors had been created.
This is why government's a bad thing. Suppress free market competition. And so all the things that people like to blame on, you know, the capitalism is usually actually because of government. It's because
a lot of corporatism. A lot of favoritism going on there.
Getting rid of it would be the best thing for us.
Coming up, since we're over in the UK and Europe, you've got a story out of France, Chris, about freedom of information, business owners being arrested in France for just letting people on the internet.
Yeah.
We'll explain that coming up here. Wow. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to dial in now and join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But the fun doesn't have to end after this show segment, because at 10:30 Eastern Time tonight, or around about that time, nobody will be telling the truth.
It's true.
It's a show that nobody performs here from our same studio, but it's video platform only, so it's not on broadcast radio. It is on DLive and Twitch. You can go to DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. You can get tuned in there 10:30 Eastern Time tonight.
Groovy.
What's your plan?
My plan is to spend the next half hour figuring out my plan.
Well, I hope your plan is to tune in, because
I'll definitely be there.
He's the one person who can't tune in. He's doing the show. But everybody else should tune in.
Yeah, fair enough.
Tune in, turn on, and drop out.
All right, so we are going to change gears here and get into a little bit of a tech story and also an oppression story in the case of France, where according to...
Help, help, I'm being oppressed. Come and see the violence inherent in the system.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened in your story tonight here, Chris. What do you got? Where is it from?
This is from ZDNet. Five bar and cafe owners arrested in France for running a Wi-Fi network.
Wow.
Yeah. A 2006 French law says that any person who provides internet access must keep access logs for at least 1 year. In one of the weirdest arrests of the year, at least five bar and cafe managers from the French city of Grenoble were taken into custody. So they physically took them into custody last week for running open Wi-Fi networks. And you know what's scary is this isn't just France. The same there's a similar law in California as well that they've run out of people for. Yeah.
Wow.
Wi-Fi networks at their...
That's a First Amendment violation, a huge one.
Open Wi-Fi networks at their establishments and not keeping logs of past connected users. I want to know what they're supposed to do with those logs anyway if they don't log who's actually, you know, using what connection, right? Like,
I wonder how specific they are, too, because I would love to encrypt... encrypt those logs and then destroy the key that it's encrypted to, destroy the private key. So, yes, I've got the logs. It's just encrypted to somebody, to a key that doesn't exist anymore.
Let's back up a moment. So the way the logging usually works on routers is it records a MAC address, but you don't know who that MAC address is associated with. So, like, even if they had, like, turned the logging on a router and it had been open to the public, unless there was some sort of login that was required where the person somehow...
Give an email
Then, it's like nobody provides, you know, legit info. So it's like they still don't really have, you know, a way to go back and figure out who accessed what website anyway.
Well, they do in that if people are promiscuously attaching to Wi-Fi nodes, maybe in government buildings, they're very carefully tracking who connects and who's associated with what.
These are bar owners,
MAC
though.
Address. But the thing is, those same MAC addresses are being broadcast all over the place.
Right. In other places, you're saying that they might have the MAC address. So
maybe they could then use an external database.
Cross-check it.
The same way they de-anonymize blockchain transactions.
Sure, theoretically, But
wait a minute. Are these bar owners or are these internet cafes?
Internet cafes and bar owners.
Because I was going to say, if you're a bar owner, you probably have no idea this law even exists, right?
Oh, and that's one of the problems, actually. So these bar owners did not know. There's a trade association, apparently, of some kind that sends out warnings to bar owners and cafe owners and things to let them know about laws that they need to be compliant with, and that nothing has ever been sent out.
Right.
So they didn't even know that this law existed.
Since 2006.
Yes. Yeah, so they didn't even know this law existed, and there was no way to be compliant with it because they didn't know it existed, and so now they're just coming in and randomly arresting, you know, bar owners.
But it was all in one town, you said, was where they targeted all of these people. So, I mean, if they keep doing this, they can probably arrest a ton of owners, because this was like five or six people in just one town.
Yeah. The bar and cafe owners were arrested for allegedly breaking a 14-year-old French law that dictates that all internet service providers must keep logs on all their users for at least 1 year. According to local media reports, the bar and cafe owners claimed they were not aware that such a law even existed, let alone that it applied to them, as they had not received notifications from their union, which usually sends alerts of industry-wide legal requirements.
Hmm.
So, yeah, they literally did not know.
Well, that won't be a defense.
It won't be.
If the police don't know the law, but if you're a bar owner, you should be spending years studying law.
Yeah.
No, you just want to open up and serve people drinks. You don't want to spend a bunch of time looking through tomes and tomes of information and trying to understand what these words say, because laws are written to be confusing on purpose.
Because then you need lawyers.
Right.
And lawyers write the law.
And they're literally talking about throwing people in cages now.
Yeah.
According to the French law, number 2006-64, they now risk up to 1 year in prison, a personal fine of up to 75,000 euros, and a business fine of up to 375,000 euros. I mean, they're basically...
Whoa.
If they actually...
You're out of business.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, that's it.
You're going to prison. You're out of business.
Yep.
All for sharing a Wi-Fi access point? What are you in for?
Sharing Wi-Fi? The crazy thing is that, like... There are things called anonymous networks or a Tor and similar. Tor is not the only one, but it's one of them. And you can connect to the internet anonymously. So, like, even if somebody had connected to this internet and they had logged it, it wouldn't necessarily mean that they would be able to identify them, because it anonymizes your normal internet connection. So it's basically this stupid law.
They're just punishing the ignorant. That's all they're doing here. They're not protecting. As you point out, somebody that knows what they're doing on the internet, who wants to protect themselves, has tools at their disposal. You mentioned Tor, there's some other ones, VPN maybe as well, on top of that.
And these are well-known tools. They're not like, you know, they're advertised all over the place. It's not a VPN especially. So this whole idea is just...
So they can circumvent this, even if the bar owner puts restrictions in place.
Right.
The restrictions can be circumvented. So all they're doing is they're rounding up ignorant people, and they're punishing them.
Yep.
It will change nothing.
Connection logging is a feature supported on most commercial routers, although I suspect a lot of bar owners are not using commercial routers.
Yeah,
it has
sure.
been Why added for right. They just cost more money. And when you're talking about a bar, you're not talking about like a you know, a huge convention center that that might make sense. And even in huge convention centers, I've seen them use not commercial routers, right?
Wow.
So just regular home consumer routers mm-hmm. that I've seen them use. And that is possible, you know, to up to a, probably at least a certain extent. If you set them upright and everything else. So, yeah, I mean, this is really disturbing.
And they're facing how long in, you mentioned fines.
Up to a year in prison.
And brutal fines.
Yeah, and personally, 75,000 euros, and the business up to 375,000 euros. So, I mean.
And euros are more valuable than the dollar, right? So you're talking about like $500,000 there, right?
Yeah, that might be. Yeah, that might be about right. Let's see here. So, let's see. Connection logging is a feature supported on most commercial routers and has been added for this specific reason as countries around the world begin introducing data logging laws for their local ISPs. Law enforcement agencies often, actually, there's another interesting note here. So, it's actually the United States that has caused, there was a law that was passed, I think, it was in 1998, lawful. Like law, I forget what it's called exactly, but it's something like Lawful Interceptor or Lawful Connection Act or Access Act or something like that. It's basically for telecommunications providers, and it mandated that every single device be plugged into by the government. And these devices, once they passed that law, because the U.S. is a big market, all the manufacturers had to adapt to that law, and then these devices, these routing devices, are used all over the world. So governments like China, corrupt governments all over the world, basically use...
They're getting their software all over the place.
That otherwise would not be able to do these things, ultimately ended up, you know, with censorship and oppression all over the world. Law enforcement agencies often rely on these logs to track down malicious behavior or details about suspects using public Wi-Fi networks to commit crimes. That's it basically.
Wow.
It's just this one of these things that is just like very, very oppressive governments, and it's not, you know, and we
this
were talking about Europe,
better.
But it's not just Europe that's, you know, doing this kind of thing. This is something that is actually happening in the United States as well, in California. I don't know what other states, I've never seen any other state that has passed a similar law. I think there might be one or two, but I haven't seen any, you know, wide scale, but just the fact that, you know, it has happened in the United States.
Are you doing your show tomorrow?
Yes, I am planning to do a show tomorrow.
Okay, cool. So Freedom Decrypted, you like that kind of news? You like Chris's perspective on it? You can get a lot more of it. FreedomDecrypted.com. We have back episodes that go back for, what, two years? How long has it been now?
Yeah, 2 years.
Two years. You do a weekly show. You took a couple weeks off recently. You've been dealing with some tech issues.
But I have.
You're back.
Yep.
5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Check him out at FreedomDecrypted.com. Later tonight, 10:30 p.m.-ish Eastern on DLive.LRN.FM. You got Nobody Tells the Truth, so stay tuned for that. Also on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. We will see you tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs.
Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.